We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
This is for you, the place for your night. Yeah?
Hello and welcome, marvelous viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Jobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basikan Bafut. In Bafusam, channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, development efforts support Tibetans in securing good livelihoods. In health news, Bellis provides training in mental well-being to rural nurses. In humanitarian news, Hong Kong movie stars tour cities in Orlak or Vietnam to benefit visually impaired children. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 9th, distinguished physicist Dr. Thomas Johann Seebeck was born in 1770 in Tallinn, Estonia. Dr. Seebeck is famous for his discovery that an electric current flows between two dissimilar conductive materials of different temperatures. This finding is the basis of the thermocouple used as a temperature sensor and a key component of the semiconductor, which is the foundation of modern electronics. May technological advances such as those by Dr. Thomas Johann Seebeck help to create a happier and more peaceful world.
Flying news. Powerful earthquake hits Mexico. On Thursday morning, April 7th, a 6.5 magnitude tremor struck in the coastal state of Veracruz, centered 91 kilometers southeast of Coatzacoalcos. The quake was strong enough to be felt 600 kilometers away in the capital Mexico City, where several buildings were evacuated, and in Tuzla Gutierrez, the capital of neighboring Chiapas state, people were reported to be panicked by the tremors, with cracks that appeared in some buildings. The Emergency Management Office in Veracruz stated that damage evaluations were being conducted in all 212 cities across the state, noting that structures such as the Laguna Verde nuclear power plant had not been affected. Thank heaven for the protection of the affected people of Mexico. Our prayers that such distressing events may be alleviated through humanity's kinder care of our Earth.
Disasters unrelenting around the world. An onslaught of recent calamities has left communities and even countries reeling as they strive to recover. Countries like Australia had already been hit in January with the worst flooding in 200 years, resulting in over 30 fatalities. Recent winter storms in Brazil claimed more than 870 lives and left thousands in temporary shelters. Going into February, death tolls were also seen in South Africa, Sri Lanka, Iran, and the Philippines, as lives were also lost to severe cold in Bangladesh, Mexico, Orlak, or Vietnam, the U.S. East Coast. And southwest China. In late February and March, U.S. wildfires affected both humans and wildlife as they consumed hundreds of thousands of acres across the drought-afflicted states of Texas, Florida, Oklahoma, Colorado, and New Mexico. On February 22nd, a powerful earthquake struck Christchurch, New Zealand, with an official death toll of 172, which is still expected to rise.
In the first week of March alone, heavy rain and floods were fatal in Angola, while in Italy, the deluges caused hundreds to flee. A severe storm in Norway claimed three lives. Strong earthquakes and aftershocks distressed residents in Iran, Chile, and New Zealand, and a deadly tornado struck Louisiana, USA, as the country's most recent of many since December. The second week of March saw above 5 magnitude tremors shake Chile and Papua New Guinea, with the most devastating being the magnitude 9.0 quake and tsunami that struck northern Japan on March 11th, with over 12,700 confirmed fatalities. 14,000 plus reported missing, hundreds of thousands homeless, and millions without basic necessities, as a nuclear energy plant crisis sparked by the disaster brought dangerous radiation effects to both Japan and her international neighbors, the end of which may not be seen for some time.
In late March, as more lives were lost to strong aftershocks that continued in Japan, deadly floods and landslides also resulted in a death toll of 120 people in Thailand, with at least 300 unaccounted for, as thousands in the Philippines were also affected by floods. 40 people went missing when a volcano erupted in Indonesia, and earthquakes rocked Pakistan and Burma or Myanmar, the latter of which suffered a 6.8 magnitude quake in which at least 73 lost their lives.
We With sorrow for the lives lost and the suffering of the disaster-stricken worldwide, we pray for all victims' protection and recovered civility as humanity strives toward a more peaceful planet through gentler and more benevolent lifestyles.
International recovery efforts continue in Japan. A month after the massive earthquake and tsunami disasters on March 11th, the confirmed fatalities had increased to over 12,700, with more than 14,000 reported unaccounted for. The toll is still expected to rise sharply as officials begin to determine exactly how many people remain missing in the tsunami-hit coastal areas. On Thursday, April 7th, for the first time since the disaster, nearly 300 police wearing protective clothing began a search for missing persons within the 20-kilometer evacuation zone around the damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Also that day, their Imperial Highnesses, Prince and Princess Akushino, visited survivors and people displaced by the nuclear plant accident, taking shelter at a facility in Tokyo to offer solidarity and encouragement.
As a further disruption to survivors' efforts to stabilize and rebuild, a major 7.1 magnitude aftershock rattled the region on Thursday, claiming at least 4 more lives and injuring over 140. At least 7 homes were destroyed in Miyagi and Iwate prefectures, with fires and gas leaks reported in Miyagi's prefectural capital, Sendai City. Some 8,300 households lost water supplies, while over 3 million were without power in the northeast, halting several production plants and hindering the recovery efforts of businesses.
The tremor also caused damages to Tohoku Electric Power Company's Anagawa Nuclear Power Plant in Miyagi. Water leaks were found at 4 locations in the plant, with water having overflowed from spent fuel storage pools at all 3 of the facility's reactors. Moreover, the blowout panels that control pressure inside the buildings were damaged at the turbine building of reactor number 3. With 3 external lines downed, the cooling operations are now relying on the 1 remaining power source, although there has been no rise in radioactivity detected.
According to Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, the aftershock did not cause any further damages to the Fukushima Daiichi plant, where cooling efforts at reactors 1, 2, and 3 continued, with the US also sending 2 of the world's largest concrete pumps to assist. Although the Japanese government has rated the nuclear crisis at the facility at level 5 on an international scale of 7, the same as the rank given for the 1979 Three Mile Island incident in the US, the UN Scientific Committee on the Effects of Atomic Radiation Chairman Wolfgang Weiss said on Wednesday that the situation at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant was much more serious than that of Three Mile Island.
He further stated that radioactive iodine traces had been detected in the air around the globe, although at concentrations less than those from the 1986 Chernobyl accident. According to the Preparatory Commission for the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization, radioactive materials from Fukushima plant had already spread across the Northern Hemisphere within 2 weeks of the March 11th disasters.
TEPCO has meanwhile announced completion of the radioactive water being released into the Pacific Ocean, a desperate measure that began earlier in the week to free up critical storage capacity in the facility. The governments of South Korea, China, and Russia have expressed concern over the effect of the radioactivity that was dumped into the sea, saying that they had not been informed beforehand. Officials from the 3 nations urged the Japanese government to implement all necessary measures to protect the marine environment and to provide international neighbors with timely, accurate information on the nuclear situation. On Friday, South Korean environmentalists protested in front of the Japanese embassy in Seoul over the dumping of the contaminated water, calling for Japan to work with South Korea to prevent such events in the future.
Also on Friday, the government announced plans to ease restrictions on produce harvested from certain areas around the Fukushima plant, where weekly tests show radiation levels had been consistently low. These include a lifting of bans on spinach and kakina vegetables from Gunma Prefecture, as well as from 7 Fukushima Prefecture municipalities. Restrictions will still be imposed on rice planting in areas where contamination exceeds legal limits. As the first nation to ban all Japanese food imports after the disaster, India has also lifted its restrictions, but will require certificates proving that Japanese imports are not contaminated.
With power supplies still significantly reduced, plans were announced Friday to establish reduced power limits for companies and households by up to 25% in an effort to prevent blackouts in the summer.
Our appreciation, Japanese and worldwide governments, relief workers, and nuclear experts and personnel, for your efforts to inform and assist the affected. We pray for heaven to watch over the Japanese people as humankind acts quickly to prevent further disasters through our gentler, more benevolent stewardship of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. People across the globe continue to stand up for improved living conditions, better employment opportunities, and democratic principles, often braving reprisal as they strive for greater basic freedoms to benefit themselves and other fellow citizens in countries that include Bahrain, India, Iraq, Libya, Oman, Palestine, Syria, Spain, and Yemen.
With the support of India's corporate leaders as well as many Bollywood stars, citizens across the country join in calling for greater government integrity as they also express their solidarity for renowned social activist Anna Hazare, who vowed to fast until the government agreed to enact stricter anti-corruption laws. On Friday, April 8th, the 71-year-old Mr. Hazare announced the successful conclusion of his fast as India's parliament said that a citizen-represented committee would be created to end government corruption. In Yemen, Foreign Minister Abu Bakr al-Kirbi announced that Yemeni leaders are considering a proposal from foreign ministers of Gulf Cooperation Council nations, under which President Ali Abdullah Saleh would transfer power to his deputy within 2 weeks in exchange for immunity for him and for his family. On Friday, Xinhua News Agency reported 4 more deaths as protesters in several major Yemeni cities continued calling for President Ali Abdullah Saleh to step down. Various media also stated that scores of citizens were injured, some critically, due to protesters being fired upon in the city of Taiz, with hospital officials stating that poison gas was also being used against the people.
Bahraini officials, meanwhile, suspended 200 athletes from participating in a range of sports, including basketball, volleyball, and handball, citing their alleged support of the pro-democracy protesters. Tens of thousands of seminary students and teachers participated in rallies across Iran to protest the inhumane treatment of Bahraini protesters by both government and Saudi troops, as senior Iranian cleric Grand Ayatollah Nasser Makarem Sharizi called upon Shiite and Sunni Muslims to unite in support of the people of Bahrain. In an interview with Voice of America, Bahraini Center for Human Rights spokesperson Nabil Rajab expressed concern for the safety of 400 activists who have been detained in the last 2 weeks alone, as he also cited dozens who have already lost their lives to government violence and many others who are in hiding or have disappeared. In Syria, 48 ethnic Kurds have been freed as part of another effort being made by the government to address demands of protesters. However, despite these and other reforms, protesters grew in number on Friday, with Sky News reporting that government forces killed at least 22 people, with hundreds more injured. Citizens speaking from the streets stated that many of the changes suggested so far are not sufficient, as they demand greater freedoms and an end to the emergency law. Even among the Kurdish population of some 250,000 people, for whom the government just issued a decree granting citizenship after 50 years of statelessness, thousands joined the demonstrations calling for reform, stating that Arabic and Kurdish Syrians are one.
As representatives in Gaza-Palestine announced Thursday that an accord had been reached among most armed factions to halt its cycle of violence with Israel, Palestine's top representative at the UN, Riyad Mansour, appealed for the help of the UN Security Council as he called upon all parties to abide by the ceasefire. On Friday, as Israel launched more airstrikes and fired from tanks at a group of civilians near a school, resulting in 14 deaths and at least 61 injured since the previous day, UN Secretary Ban Ki-moon also urged both Israeli and Palestinians to stop all bloodshed and respect the terms of international humanitarian law. In Oman, heavy security prevented a planned protest in Sohar to speak out against violence from government forces that resulted in 1 death and at least 8 injured the previous week, as heavily armored checkpoints set up across the city blocked access to areas where protesters had previously gathered to call for jobs and an end to government corruption. As part of its newly released 2010 Human Rights Report, the U.S. State Department presented information about human rights abuses in countries such as Syria, Bahrain, and Libya. Areas of criticism include Syria's unlawful detainment as well as killings and abuse of prisoners, Bahrain's media censorship and discrimination against majority Shiite Muslims, and Libya's torture and arbitrary arrests, all of which were noted to have occurred prior to the current unrest in the respective countries.
A spokesperson for Libya's National Oil Corporation said on Thursday that production in the country had fallen from 1.6 million barrels per day down to about 300,000, with infrastructure damage from the latest government attack on oil fields prompting benchmark Brent crude oil prices on Friday to reach a 32-month high of more than $124 per barrel amidst concerns for long-term supply reductions. Reporters Without Borders stated that four journalists went missing near Brega on Tuesday, April 5th, while Rana Akbani, a Syrian national, has been missing since March 28th.
Meanwhile, former Libyan Energy Minister Omar Fatih bin Chatwan spoke from Malta, where he and his family had fled last week. First thanking the Maltese government for their protection, he said that conditions in the Libyan city of Musurata are both desperate and brutal due to attacks from government forces, and that many other key politicians would like to similarly defect but are afraid for their families and friends. Following an incident in which North Atlantic Treaty Organization or NATO forces mistakenly struck several tanks being used by pro-democracy revolutionary forces, causing five fatalities, NATO Chief Anders Fogh Rasmussen said he strongly regretted the loss of life in the unfortunate incident. In an effort to address growing humanitarian needs, the European Union has prepared a plan for a humanitarian military mission that would ensure the safe evacuation of Libyan citizens, such as those in the besieged city of Misurata, with the organization ready to act upon the United Nations request.
With sadness for the continued loss of lives, we pray for a ceasing of the violence in all nations, as humans everywhere choose to live side by side in shared respect, dignity, and peace.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will."
UK introduces military redundancy program. The British Ministry of Defence has announced that its armed forces will shed 17,000 posts over the next 4 years as military spending is decreased by around $8 billion. The first wave of redundancies is planned for September 2011 with the Army, including the Nepalese Brigade of Gurkhas, the Royal Navy and Royal Air Force, all reducing staffs to achieve the overall goal. Arrangements are also being made to time the departures for the least impact to people's lives. We thank the British government for this peace-advancing decision. May we soon enjoy the freedoms of a world that thrives in harmony and happiness, as the valued individuals who once served in the military contribute to the nation in other uplifting ways.
Kosovo welcomes new president. On Thursday, April 7th, Ms. Atifete Yagyaga was sworn in as Kosovo's first female head of state after the parliament elected her unanimously the previous day. Having served previously as deputy director of the Kosovo police, the new president said that she is now ready to serve the nation, as she conveyed her wish to work towards the country's acceptance into the European Union, as well as secure a better future for the people. "We respectfully congratulate Your Excellency, President Yayaga, on your new post, wishing you the best in realizing the noble goals of fellow citizens and your beautiful nation."
Save our planet. Test driving the nation's first ever hybrid vehicle. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin tries out the Yo-Mobile, developed by Russia-based Yarovik company, which will be priced at approximately $12,000 upon its release to the market readiness in 2012.
Save our planet. In recognition of the 30th anniversary of China's volunteer tree planting campaign, through which about 59 billion trees have been planted by volunteers thus far, Chinese President Hu Jintao and other senior officials joined Beijing residents in a commemorative tree planting event.
Warning news. Following the initial recall of 55,000 pounds of ground turkey meat that has caused at least 12 people across 10 states to fall ill due to salmonella infection, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announces that the strain of infection is proving difficult to treat, as it is also resistant to many antibiotics.
I'm Gopi the Giraffe, and I'm following the Earth-Saving Vegan Diet. Here's a tip today for your sweet canine companion. On raining outings, you can protect his or her paws, keeping them dry and clean with rain boots. In addition, wearing the vegan boots can prevent chemicals used on lawns from irritating your loyal friend's feet. Please check your local animal companion store or online to find durable, water-resistant yet breathable products. A big thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now the weather around the globe.
Governance news, development efforts support Tibetans in securing good livelihoods. Authorities in the Tibetan Autonomous Region of China announced that the government has initiated 2,160 projects to improve income for citizens in need. These include providing vocational training, upgrading infrastructure, and fostering industries based around Tibetan culture, such as traditional arts and crafts. These initiatives, in conjunction with promoting new farming technologies, almost doubled participants' average annual income. Our sincere thankfulness to Tibetan authorities for your caring projects. May all Tibetan people flourish in peace and plentitude with Buddha's immense blessings.
In health news, Belize provides nurses training in mental well-being. The Public Health Ministry's program was given to 170 nurses from rural areas of the Central American country. The course took place at the University of the West Indies in the city of Belize. It included studying techniques that require minimal medical resources to diagnose and treat patients with psychological disorders. Our thankfulness, Belize, for taking care of your precious citizens. May your beautiful nation be blessed with abundance and sustainability. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Hong Kong movie stars visit O Lạc of Vietnam as representatives of a nonprofit dedicated to protecting eyesight. We'll sit in the yard for a while and get some fresh air. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more comforting news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, enhancing news for an enriched world. In humanitarian news, Hong Kong movie stars tour Hanoi and Phu Tha in northern O Lạc of Vietnam to benefit visually impaired children. Sandra the 2003 Golden Horse Best Actress recipient, is a fourth-year ambassador for Orbis International. The organization is dedicated to saving eyesight of individuals in developing countries. Miss was accompanied by the multi-award-winning actor and singer Julian Chung, who has been a long-term sponsor of the nonprofit. The duo visited schools, eye hospitals, and Orbis office, as well as the family of a girl with a visual disability. Our heartfelt appreciation, Sandra, Julian, and Orbis International, for your dedicated efforts. May your kindness help many children of God to be able to view our splendid world with all its incomparable beauty.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Helping Brother.
two cup scouts whose younger brother had fallen into a shallow pond rushed home to mother with tears in their eyes. "Mom, we were trying to give him artificial respiration," one of them sobbed, "but he kept getting up and walking away."
And now for our viewers' half lines on Mighty Nepal, champion of women's rights, which aired on Good People, Good Works, and can also be accessed in our online archives.
She truly deserved the title CNN Hero 2010, Shova from the United Kingdom.
A million thumbs up to this wonderful, inspirational woman that is a true leader of women and what a true loving and caring mother is all about. Love from the United States.
Amiable Shova and love, thank you for your enthusiastic comments. Mighty Nepal is truly an extraordinary woman who helps others so naturally and graciously. May our earth be blessed with many more such elevated souls in an era of kindness and love between all beings.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May heaven's boundless love be with you always.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. U.S. researcher Dr. Michael Cosmopoulos of the University of Missouri, St. Louis, reports on the finding in Greece of a 3,000-year-old clay tablet, considered Europe's oldest readable text, which indicates literacy in the region's people over a century earlier than previously thought.
The new Butaro Hospital in Rwanda seeks to improve healthcare by serving the 350,000 residents of the remote Burero district, with significant improvements already noted in maternal and infant survival rates since opening in January this year.
Special Envoy of the United States to Sudan, Ambassador Princeton Lyman, makes his first trip to the nation in support of continuing peace negotiations between Sudan's north and south, as well as resolving the situation in Darfur.
France pledges 2.5 million euros in humanitarian aid to help provide food and other necessities for asylum seekers escaping conflict in Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast.
Finding that the country's commonly used milk-based formulas and meat-based food products for babies are contaminated with toxins, scientists from the University of Pisa in Tuscany, Italy, are calling for closer monitoring of baby food.
The University of New Orleans in Louisiana, USA honors the United Arab Emirates for a $100 million US dollar contribution in 2005 that helped the region recover from Hurricane Katrina while also benefiting the university in being able to rebuild various departments.
At a meeting in Beijing, China, with Liberian Foreign Minister Dr. Toga Gayaweya McIntosh, Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping conveys his country's interest in enhancing bilateral relations with the West African nation.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.